Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the real popular shops around St. Louis, you see their stuff all over town. If it says STL, it probably came from Arch Apparel, and I am here today, just dropped in to talk to a couple of folks. Kirsten Coonan is the artistic director, and Liz Schreier is the account manager. And so first, Kirsten, so you're responsible for all the stuff we see with the STL and from Arch Apparel, right?
Mostly, yeah. Yep, most of my job involves designing and creating the clothes that you see.
And so where do you come up with the ideas for your designs?
Everywhere. Luckily, we have a really large team of creative people, so I get a lot of my ideas from other people or suggestions. A lot of times I get ideas from things I'm personally shopping for, unrelated to St. Louis. And sometimes I get ideas from events the city has, right? Or things that people in St. Louis talk a lot about. Our Bread Co. t-shirt that I think was pretty popular came from how I feel like a lot of people talk about, like, oh, it's called Bread Co., not Panera, you know? So things that are very St. Louis-y that translate well, that people want to represent, is, I think, probably where I get most of my inspiration from.
So you have to really be plugged in to the city and the region to get your ideas.
Yes, yeah, and that's part of what makes St. Louis so unique, I think, is that everybody likes to be plugged into St. Louis, right? And we're sort of like a big, small town where everybody's very community-oriented. So for me to have an idea about something about St. Louis, probably many other people in St. Louis are thinking the same thing. And I think that's what makes a lot of what we do so successful.
So Liz Schreier, what's it like to work at Arch Apparel and to be part of this kind of exciting, new St. Louis-based organization?
It is a blast. I'm with Kirsten and owner Aaron all the time, who are very creative, motivating, thinking people. And I like to call myself the mom of the group. I rein things in. I say how much we can spend and try to do the day-to-day like operations side. So they are a blast. They make me laugh all the time.
You know, it's kind of interesting because St. Louis is always kind of known, at least I've known it as a place that kind of digs at itself. It's, we're never good enough. We're never that.
Yeah.
You've kind of turned that around a little bit.
I think so. I think we try to always see the positive side in anything that goes on, take the high road, whatnot. Like our, where'd you go to high school? People have been saying, well, why don't you make a shirt that says, I didn't go to high school here. And we're like, oh, nah, I don't know. We'll see. We still love that saying. We still always want to tie it back to St. Louis. So we always want to try to be positive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think St. Louis is in a unique position right now, especially the past few years, that a lot of people and organizations and have been building back into the city and trying to remove that stigma of St. Louis is negative or dangerous or, you know, this, that, the other thing. And I think a lot of people right now are trying to pour back into the city. I think we're just trying to do that same thing just with T-shirts and things that people wear every day.
Yeah, it's a very young kind of movement. Mm-hmm. In my generation, everybody was moving out of the city and moving farther and farther away. And now the younger people are backfilling it. And so I guess you're able to kind of feed off of that.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I mean, there are all sorts of new developments, like with even with the Arch just recently, their museum being redone and the City Foundry and, you know, all these developments that have been going on and Union Station's being redone right now. And I think, too, the amount of money that came in with us winning the Stanley Cup, like, I think these things are all fueling the same fire. I think it's just, like, people aren't realizing that we all want the same thing for St. Louis. We're all doing the same thing, working towards the same thing. Our piece of the pie in that is we get to create, like, simple, fun, wearable clothing that people can just be reminded of that every day. We're not building any giant buildings or bringing in tons of tax money, you know, but we're able to give people a little piece of St. Louis to be proud of every day.
And I think you can see that, can't you? When people wear these shirts, they're proud of St. Louis.
Yes, I would say everyone says, oh, I get stopped in the grocery store every time I wear one of these shirts. Yeah. Where did you get it? It brings people together. They say, I love wearing it in the airport, pointing it out, you know, traveling. Oh, you're, instead of saying like, oh, you're a Cardinals fan, like, oh, you're from St. Louis. You're wearing the STL City Circle or something like that.
It's even more than the Cardinals logo. It's St. Louis. It's, you know, it's broader than that. How did all this get started?
It all came from our boss, the owner, Aaron Park. He wanted to go to a Cardinals game and not wear something like a cartoon bird. So he came up with the city circle, the STL in the circle, and he thought it translates to wearing it to a game, but also wearing it out or somewhere else in St. Louis on a daily basis. And he just felt like he couldn't find anything like that. So that kind of developed the t-shirt line, and then it's grown from there.
Yeah. And I know I have a shirt that says St. Louis, where hockey is a summer sport. Yeah. That's what it says, right? So that was yours, I'm sure.
Yeah. Again, I joke that I'm like, you know, all this time I thought that I was like, I had these silly thoughts to myself, but I think a lot of people think the same things that I do. You know, we had people coming in asking for hockey tank tops, and I'm like, we've never needed a tank top for hockey. Yeah, we right. never play yeah. past yeah. March, you know? So that's kind of where that idea came from.
And so, yeah, something like the Blues and now the Cardinals in the playoffs, that's got to be exciting, and it's got to give you some new ideas.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely, I think every sports season is new in St. Louis. You hear people talking about different things. We just launched a Bench Mafia t-shirt last week because the players are talking about the Bench Mafia thing, and St. Louis is very unique in that, and we're in a good position where our printers are local. We can have Liz orders blanks overnight, and so if something like Bench Mafia shows up one day, 3 days later we can have a t-shirt ready for people to get on board and excited about a new idea like that.
That's Kirsten Coonan. She's the artistic director. Also here, Liz Schreyer. She's the account manager at Arch Apparel. What's been your biggest seller?
Are you going to say Play Gloria?
There you go.
I guess it was the end of April that we put out our Play Gloria shirt, which a lot of you actually now, when people are like, Arch Apparel, where have I heard that? And I'm like, you've probably seen the Play Gloria t-shirt we did. We were flying through those, which was awesome. But again, that's just a very another like unique St. Louis thing that happened that we were able to turn into something wearable. And again, it's almost like a conversation starter, I think, in St. Louis. People will stop me at the gas station like, oh, I love that shirt. Where'd you get it? You know, my mom will be like, someone asked me about my shirt, you know. So St. Louis really gets excited about St. Louis. And I think Play Gloria was the perfect example of that.
No doubt about it. So I guess it's hard to predict what's the next big thing, but what's next for Arch Apparel?
Our newest line is coming out this Sunday, and it's a collaboration with Emos. So we have a line of about 8 styles coming out with hats. We're super excited about that. We've been working on it for a long time, and now we feel like the timing's right. So be on the lookout for that. We did launch the dog toys earlier. We had an Emos pizza box dog toy. So that's coming out 8 p.m. on Sunday. And then, of course, our holiday collection will be next. We'll have some great deals this December in our store and online. That's our biggest one coming up right around the corner.
Yeah, looking towards the future, we're hoping to open a second store next year, closer towards the city. I wouldn't say we get some slack about our location being in the county, but, you know, this is a really good, we want to service both people in the city of St. Louis, but also there are tons of people in St. Charles County who call St. Louis home. So we feel like right now we're at a really good central location, but we definitely want to be giving back and being more a part of the city of St. Louis. So we're looking at possibly opening a location in the Foundry next year. And just keep growing and expanding.
And it all started with a circle and an STL.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
In any color you want.
Yes.
And you can tell these girls have a great time working here and they have a lot of fun with this, right?
Yeah, we do. We have fun.
Well, Kirsten Coonan and Liz Scher, thanks for taking time to talk with me today. And good luck, and we'll keep buying the STL stuff for sure.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.